internet, to your ears, this is RFD.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
And it's not working again. I don't know what's going on. Let me play with these cables. Time to play with it, but it's not working good. Ah! That did it. Yeah, it's so high tech. I had to scream into the microphone to get it to work. Scream. Yeah. Oh, well. Oh, well. Let's go ahead and do the rumble. The audio's still not right. So let's see, it's not that pot, can't be, it's got to be this one. No, is it this one? No, it's not. Not that one. Okay, that's better. I fixed it. Fixed it by killing your ears, sorry. Let's do the rumble. Take the headphones off. I'm going to have my grape drink. What is today's date? Today is the 2nd of May, the year of our Lord, 2026. Grape soda, nummy. Ah! Here we go. Welcome to the Rumble for the Stephen Roy Rumble, obviously. Start over. Delete. You can do that when it's recorded. Welcome to the Stephen Roy Rumble for May 2nd, the year of our Lord, 2026. And as you can see, I'm wearing my yucky best today because I had a nice shirt, picked out. It was I don't even know how to call it, a Margaritaville shirt. Just a really cool shirt. We bought two of them like this last year for our trip to Mexico. We're not going back to that resort in Mexico this year because, I know, it's lame fixing my mustache. I had everything trimmed and fixed for our date today. That's right. Dee did not remind me that it's the Kentucky Derby today. We like to watch it live. Oh, well, we're going to miss it live. I've got it recorded. So don't tell me. Don't tell me who won the Kentucky Derby. Don't tell me. Okay, just between you and I, don't tell me. Anyway, so I have it recorded, and hey, welcome if you're a TV or radio station watching this conglomeration of lameness. And you know what? That's what makes the best TV and radio, when stuff happens spontaneously. When I first started broadcasting in 1999, I was doing a public access television show in studio called Tech Stuff, Your Show About Technology. Now, that first show was recorded with the class that I took. Even though I was a head end technician, a very experienced engineer, I had to take a class in production before I started doing my public access television show. So I had some of my fellow classmates running cameras, running the studio, running the switcher and everything behind the glass, the video switcher, the audio mixer. And then I had three camera people in the studio and just me up there on the studio desk doing tech stuff. And I had it all mapped out. This is what I was going to say. And you know what happened? I stopped and started again because it sucked. Because you don't need to have a teleprompter telling you everything that you're going to say to make good television or radio. The best radio happens when it's spontaneous. Spontaneous. Same with television. Some of the funniest things that I've ever seen in television have been the stuff that happens spontaneously on the set. Not, bah, 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 bah. And you know, and our we watch KMAC News. That's KAMC television, for those of you who do not live in West Texas. And some things about KMAC are great. The Weather Girl, Madison Harton, Monday through Friday, awesome. She's great. Jen Phillips, the normal morning anchor that we watch in the morning, she's good. She's good. Now, I don't like some of the liberal ABC stuff they broadcast, so I don't watch it. So I typically turn it on just for weather and Red Raider Nation with hopefully David Collier, their sports director, who's awesome, who's great. And that's what I watch in the morning while I'm getting ready. Now, I walk out of the bedroom, and Dee watches it from the master bath. We have a pivot that'll go, and she can watch that. I told you on a previous show how we swapped around our TVs, if you watched two shows ago when I said we finished a Yeech project, we hung an 85-inch TV in our patio, moved the 75-inch TV from the patio, which was heavy. The new 86-inch was like 64 pounds, and Dee and I were able to mount that. It was just awkward because it was so big. I don't know why I'm coughing. I have dry mouth, probably. The 75-inch weighed 76 pounds. Way more difficult to manage. The 75-inch we mounted in the living room on the mount. I bought a mount for the 85-inch because I knew the 75-inch mount wouldn't be big enough. I was right. But the 75-inch mount in the living room, mounted that TV there, it was perfect. That TV was like 1 inch shorter than our fireplace. So it didn't look hokey with the TV hanging over the edges of the fireplace, above the mantle.
David, you can't hang a TV above a fireplace.
Yes, you can. Especially when you have a stone mantle that's this wide to deflect whatever heat comes out of the fireplace away from the television. Don't be afraid to hang a TV above a fireplace. As long as it's not like, you know, that close to it. Then we took the 55-inch from the living room and put it in the master bedroom, which had a first-generation 50-inch plasma TV, which was way heavier than the 55-inch. Then we put the 55-inch in the guest bedroom. I don't know if I told you on a previous show. I don't think I did. I bought a cheapy mount on Amazonian for $19.99 that mounted that 50-inch in the guest bedroom because I threw away the plastic base. It had like a round goodie and then a plastic base that went out. I must have thrown it away, couldn't find it in the garage. So I bought this inexpensive, I'm sure it was made in China, $19.99 mount, and it worked great. It worked great. It bolted to the back of the TV just like where the TV bolts on, you know, hangs on the wall, on a wall mount, and then it had little feet that came out just like that on the bottom of the 50-inch plasma. And I set it on the dresser in the guest bedroom. And I already had a fire stick in it. And then I connected a little bar antenna to the top of it. I get more channels on that TV than I do on the antenna in the living room. Now, an outside antenna would be better. If I leave Cable Television and I no longer have cable, which I would do because we rarely watch it. Like I said, we watch KMAC News in the morning. You can watch that on an antenna. I would put an antenna in the attic. Outside would be better, but we live in West Texas and the wind routinely blows 100 miles an hour. So I would not put it on the roof. It would get destroyed. I would put it in the attic to get good reception, and then I would split it off to feed four TVs, master bedroom, living room, obviously, patio, and guest bedroom. If I kept Cable Television at all, it would probably be internet. Because our internet provider is awesome. We only get 200 megs for free, and it's plenty good for streaming. Never tiles, never have a problem streaming. Sometimes we're streaming on two TVs, since it's just Dee and I, our kids are grown. So if Dee's watching in the living room and I'm watching the master bedroom, it's not a problem. I've had a stream going in the living room, say Texas Tech softball, and then I've had it playing in the, or say it's on regular TV, like the Super Bowl. I'll leave it going in the living room and on the patio. If the weather's nice, we're on the patio. Tonight, if the weather should be nice after our date, we're going to a really nice steakhouse in town. Had to make a reservation. You can't hardly get in without a reservation. So I made that a few days ago. And then Dee didn't remind me about the Kentucky Derby. So I'm recording that on the DVR. And then we're going to see Michael. Now, I like Michael Jackson. I should play his music on the podcast. I do. And I grew up in Southern California, so I know a little bit more about Michael than most people. This is why I should be working in television or radio, to tell all these stories I know about Michael Jackson, Van Halen, and others. I'm not going to tell you now, because television and radio stations are watching.
Well, give us the skinny on that, on your ideas for great promotions that can double our station revenue.
No, I'm not going to tell you now. You're going to have to hire me under contract to pay all, to give you all that payola, all those ideas. So tonight, we'll probably watch the replay of the Kentucky Derby. Okay, I wanted to talk to you about the King George concert. I'm referring, of course, to George Strait. Now, I didn't get why they call him King George. You can grab a Kleenex. This is great television and radio. Ah, here we go. Would you rather me blow my nose on the air? Or would you rather snit drip onto my mustache from my nose? No, I don't think you'd like that. Anywho,
let me fix my chair, because that's also good television.
George Strait at the Jones Stadium, that's where Texas Tech plays football, was awesome. Awesome. Now, I told you during the week, I drove by Jones Stadium for work. And the frontage road that comes off of Marsha Sharp Freeway at University Avenue off-ramp goes beep, right by the Jones before you get to University Avenue. So I drove right by the Jones. I looked in there in the arches, because Texas Tech is known for its Spanish Renaissance is the style. And so if you go by the Jones, if you see the West and East Towers at the Jones, the new southern end zone at the Jones has two towers, one on like a bell tower on each end of the southern end zone. Those arches and everything you see, that's called Spanish Renaissance. So when I drove by it, I saw the stage. The stage was exactly the same stage that they used at Texas A&M when George played there recently. I mean, not in the not too distant past. And there was 110,000 people there. The largest stadium concert ever. 110,000 people. Texas Tech holds 64,000. I predicted it would be about 66,000 people, and I was right. That's about what. So it was about 124,000 people in 2 days, in two concerts, Friday and Saturday. Dee and I went on Saturday. We got there early as planned, and most people came in late. They either came in just before Hunter Westbrook went on, and they were coming in until George started playing. I mean, until almost when George started playing. Throughout Hunter Westbrook, throughout Miranda Lambert, people kept coming in and even sitting around us. Now, we, at the last minute, people were dumping their tickets. So we got tickets to the club section. I think that's what it's called. It's like the lowest point of the West Tower. The West Tower is where there's suites, and there's also other seating. The outside seating in that club section is just above the bleachers, just above the regular seats, right? So, if you go to the Texas Tech Stadium, most of the west side of the stadium are stadium seats, regular seats, you know, with as a fold-up seat, right? And then on the left and the right side of the west side of Jones Stadium, they're bleachers. So I knew we would have regular seats. We didn't even take seat pads. And so we were on the front row of the club section, and which was great. We had no one sitting in front of us, no one standing up. Throughout the George Strait concert, everyone down below in the regular stadium seating were standing up. That would suck if you had to stand for 2 hours. I mean, George Strait played. They estimated before the concert he played like 30 songs. I bet he did or more. It was so great. He is so good. The man's 73 years old, and he rocked. He rocked. And Dee had seen him several times before, but in 2026, they have much more, you know, computer-controlled, I'm sure, lighting that they didn't have back when she saw him, you know, back in the day. And she's seen him several times. And, oh my gosh, it was so good. Miranda Lambert was almost perfect. She was great. She wasn't good when she was playing other people's music. Not that she wasn't good. I don't want her to hear her play other people's music. Now, George Strait did one song that was kind of odd. He did a Tom Petty song. But you know what? It was still good. It was still good because George Strait is quite the performer. I mean, he rocked. It rocked. And the people that backed him up, the people in the band, were the best. And some of these guys are old. Some of these guys are as old or older than George Strait, and they were good. Guitar players were good. The guitar players were good. There was like two or three of them. They were great. My favorite instrument in a country band is the steel guitar. His steel guitar player was amazing. Was amazing. And you'd have to be. And Miranda Lambert's steel guitar player was a younger guy, and he was great. He was great. He also played the banjo, and he played like a stand-up steel guitar. Have you ever seen that? It's like it's almost like a guitar that they hold horizontally, and he played that. You know, they play it like this. It was just like that. It was good. It was really good. And Hunter Westbrook was great. Now, I didn't know Hunter Westbrook. Now, I didn't know until I listened to some of his songs during the week on the YouTuber that the one song that I know that he does that I love is House Again. Look up Hunter Westbrook House Again. Very good country song. Very good. And, of course, I'm sure everybody knows Miranda Lambert. She's great. Now, I've heard her politics suck, but she didn't say anything political in the concert. She was good. Great performer, great voice, and I truly enjoyed it. Of course, the house that built me made me tear up because when I hear that, I think of Dee and where Dee grew up in the name escapes me. She grew up around Big Spring, just north of Big Spring, and she had, she had a good childhood, but they didn't have a lot of money. So that song really makes me think of Dee and how she must have grown up. So there you go. Big Spring, Texas is just not long, not far. I don't even think it's much. It's about an hour south of us. I'm thinking it can't be more than an hour and a half south of us. So there you go. And her brother still lives there in that area in one of the original family homes in Sandy Spring. So there you go. Anywho, so great concert. We truly enjoyed it. We were there for the whole thing, including three encores that George did. And we really, really enjoyed it. So last night we went to our second Texas Tech game, Texas Tech softball game. First one we went to was against BYU. They run ruled them. This was against a Baylor team that is not great. But it's like anything. It's like softball's like baseball, that once you've seen a pitcher, once you've gone through the lineup, and then you go through the lineup again, you start to see the pitcher better. So when we saw him before, KT pitched a complete game, and they won. When we saw him last night, Samantha Lincoln started, and she was great. But once they started to see her in the second or third time through, they started really hitting her. That's when Jerry Glasgow should have took her out and pitched Nigeri Kennedy. And so she pitched another pitcher. I'm sorry, I don't remember your name. Her parents were sitting right behind us, so it's a good thing I didn't say nothing bad. She's not a bad pitcher, but she's pitched like two innings this year. So, you know, and they call the pitches. They have a little wrist deal where they call the pitches with 0-2, an 0-2 count, she threw a changeup right over the plate. And the girl hit it out, right? Then they took her out, and she threw it. She had a throwing error to first. There was no outs when she took over for Samantha Lincoln. There was no outs, and she threw an error. That scored a couple runs. Threw it to first base, threw it like 3 feet off to the right. That scored a couple runs. And then they hit the home run, which scored more runs. And so when Nigeri Kennedy took over, they were 2 runs behind. Too late. It was too late, Jerry, to make that change. Now, Nigeri's great, but even for Nigeri Kennedy, after you've seen her a couple times, you might be able to hit her. Now, when she had a batter 0-2, she threw a riser ball, right? A riser ball that goes boop, up like that, and a couple of them are balls. That's okay. That's what you should throw at 0-2. Now, of course, I played softball for a company team of slow pitch, okay? I'm not going to pretend like I'm some kind of softball expert, even though I did hit a home run every game. I'm no softball expert. The only reason I was able to do that is because I went to the slow pitch batting cages every week and got better. And it was just a rec league in Riverside, and it was a company team, right? These Division I girls can play softball. Now, I watched Baylor warm up. I was there early enough to watch Baylor have batting practice, okay? And the Baylor coaches were throwing hard at the girls. I mean, they were throwing probably as hard as they could at the girls to get them used to hitting a fast pitch. Now, it doesn't matter if it's Caitlin Terry, their best pitcher, or if it's Samantha Lincoln, or if it's Nigeri Kennedy, who's great. They all three throw hard. I mean, you can tell. When that softball hits that mitt, smack, you know they're throwing hard, right? Now, on top of all of these things I told you, the umpire sucked. Yes. Yes, Mr. Umpire, you sucked. I mean, totally inconsistent. He's calling strikes low, then he's not calling strikes low. He's calling strikes high, then he's not calling strikes high. I mean, they made some really bad calls. Really bad pitch calls, really bad out calls, and most of which were not appealed because you only have, what, like 2 or 3 challenges per game that you can challenge, and then they do the review of the instant replay review of the play. Now, they didn't override any plays for Texas Tech. Shocker! I don't care if it's football or basketball or softball or baseball. The Big 12 referees do not like Texas Tech. Oh, you can tell me I'm full of S, but I know I'm not. The one baseball game I watched this year, hardly watched any baseball, one game I watched this year, I saw a player from the other team literally run out. So here he was on second, here's third, right? He ran literally out of the baseline to run into our third baseman, and then the umpires called the third baseman for interference, and the run was allowed to score, which turned the tide on the game. It was BS. And, you know, I love it when, the crowd was great at the George Strait concert. And I was yelling yesterday at the Texas Tech softball game. That's why my voice is a little hoarse. And I love Texas Tech fans. This is the double T. Love Texas Tech fans. You know, love to hear them cheer. And at a football game, you can certainly hear them cheer a big play. And I even love the student section at football, on bass, and basketball, when they're saying, "Bull ass! Bull ass!" when there's a bad call. I love it. Now, most people wouldn't like when they... This is my grape soda. In my grape soda. So good. Most people wouldn't like when the student section goes, "Underrated," you know, when a team's just not very good. And that's kind of sad, especially if it's like a non-con game and the team sucks. Kind of sad to hear that for them, right? Because I've seen several non-con football games. I've seen non-con basketball games, and they're usually not close. But those players, even from Stephen, I went to Stephen F. Austin. I went to Tarleton. I went to Eastern New Mexico. I went to, it was like Southern Colorado in basketball last year. And they beat, you know, Tech beat the snot out of them. And the, but the kids still played their A off. They still tried hard from the other teams. They just can't compete with Texas Tech because, you know.
Oh, yeah. Texas Tech has the best players money can buy.
And your point is, every team in college sports now can have the best team that money can buy. So you don't think the University of Texas has spent millions for years? Now, it's different now in the NIL era, but just a few years ago, Texas Tech was spending like $2.8 million on its football program, and University of Texas then was spending $28 million on its football program, and they still sucked. So, you know, don't tell me that Texas was not giving people money under the table in a paper bag, because I know it has happened. You hear the stories about, you know, the booster club giving a player, you know, a roll of $100 bills in a McDonald's bag. Eric Dickerson gets a Trans Am, right? Eric Dickerson's parents, his mom, they buy her a house, right? So she can be there close to her son. You're not telling me that that's illegal before NIL? Yes, it is. You can mask it or hide it any way you want. Pairs have already been played, even before the NIL era. All right, let's go to the X, at Stephen Roy Radio, since we only have 6 minutes left in today's show. At Stephen Roy Radio. 9,803 followers right now. Thank you so much for following me on Stephen Roy Radio. Oh, by the way, we had more viewers than ever. More viewers than ever on last week's Rumble. Thank you so much for watching. That really means a lot. I know you're just watching to see me blow my nose. I know that's the only reason you're watching. And like I've said on previous shows, it is better when I don't talk about politics, isn't it? Let's just see what's happening on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. Oh, this is a great meme. D found this meme this morning and it's hilarious. Have you seen Steve the Otter? Have you seen Steve the Otter? It is funny. Funny. This one she found today was really funny. Today, everyone is having a safety meeting. Today, everyone is having a safety meeting at work. It is about the things that Steve did yesterday. The safety meeting is about the things Steve did yesterday. There he is. There's Steve the Otter sitting there. Now, that's freaking funny. Why? Because that's my name, you know, Steven. It's hilarious. All right. Let me get back to the right place on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. That Steve is funny. Greece just announced that it will close 60 mosques across the country and deport those who continue to illegally build Islamic religious spaces. Greece is fighting against the Islamization of Europistan. And I said, good, because Greece is not going to allow themselves to be like Europistan. 64 million illegal aliens have arrived in Europe recently. 64 million. That's like moving an entire third world asshole into your country. And that's exactly what is happening in the UK. You think I'm wrong? Right here. Here's a statement from someone from the UK. Oh, no, it's not the UK. It's happening in the UK, though. You will get more time in the UK for speaking out against the government on social media than you will for raping a woman. Imagine that. You get more time for speaking out on social media against the government than you do for raping a woman in the United Kingdom. Bye-bye, UKistan. Bye-bye. 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 This was from Australia. Thanks to Drew for posting this. Australian Immigration Minister Tony Burke declared his intention to follow in the footsteps of Spanistan. That's right. Spain is allowing in unlimited illegal aliens to deliberately destroy the country. Now remember, doesn't matter if it's Europistan or UKistan or Spainistan or Australiastan, they are deliberately destroying their nations by the illegal alien invasion. No, that's not racist. It's the fact, Jack. It's the truth, Ruth. Say it again, Stan. Now I'm doing, Simon and Garfunkel. No. Paul Simon was right. Okay? This is what's happening in the world. And it happened right here in the United States under the Bribe and Slide House. Now, we know the zombie man, Poopy Pants, was not running the government for 4 years before President Trump took office again.
We can't close the border. That's going to require congressional gazillions. Yeah.
President Trump did it in 3 days. He closed the border in 3 days. And he stopped illegal drugs from coming to this nation. By the bazillions. By the bazillions. And he's stopping drug cartels from bringing it over the water. They can't bring it across the border now. They're coming by water. They're coming by drones. This is what they're doing. And he's stopping them. That's what a president is supposed to do, is protect the citizens of their nation if they deliberately allow criminals, rapists, murderers, pedophiles, the criminally insane are being emptied from Venezuelan prisons. They were being so, and allowed to come to this nation to deliberately destroy our nation. They estimate 20 million illegal aliens came in the 4 years of the Bribe and Slide House. I said at the time, at the end of the Bribe and Slide House, 100 million illegal aliens were in this country. And I don't think that's a terrible estimate. If we have now 400 million people in this nation, 25% were illegal. It's very possible. Is it that way now? Probably not, because they are deporting illegals by the thousands, as they should. You know why? Because you can go to any other nation on earth, well, almost any other nation on earth, and if you go there illegally, they will put you in prison. Now, you might be able to go to Australiastan, or Kanadistan, or Europistan, or UKistan, and they'll let you stay. But they wouldn't let me stay, right? As soon as they see my social media posts, I'm going to be in jail, because I'm speaking out against their governments, right? Or worse. I'm a Christian. I will probably be murdered in places like Africa. Mm-hmm. Tony Clark declared his intention to follow in the footsteps of Europistan and grant citizenship to all of the temporary visa holders in Australia. An estimated 3 million illegal aliens. 3 million. Now, that's a lot. In a country that is not huge in population like the United States. We have over 300 million people in the United States, right? What do they have in Australia? I bet you they don't have more than 30 million people in Australia. I would have to look that up, but I bet you. Oh, this is a funny video. Leah posted this video, and you can see the car is jumping. Jumping over a speed bump. So apparently the government, I don't know if it was city, state, county, put a speed bump in the middle of this road because they keep speeding down it. And they didn't announce it. Now, they did put barriers on either side of the road, big brown concrete barriers, probably so you can't go around it on the sidewalk, right? And people are just destroying their undercarriage by jumping over the speed bump, and I find it hilarious. It is funny. Now, this week, and almost every day, like at least a couple times a week, SpaceX launches a Falcon 9 rocket with with Starlink satellites. Yep, dry mouth. In my own defense, I did a lot of yard work today. My voice is still hoarse from screaming at the Texas Tech softball game. Yes, I know I shouldn't get so excited over sports. I know it. But I'm a very competitive person. I always have been. And I always will be. That's not going to stop. And I know I shouldn't allow myself to get so upset over a game. Because that's what sports are. It's a game, right? So, I really enjoy seeing the SpaceX launches and landings. Well, this week, they launched a Falcon Heavy. And I watched two boosters come back simultaneously. Boop, boop, boop. Awesome. Okay, I'm already 3 minutes over time. Thank you so much for watching the Stephen Roy Rumble. I do appreciate it. Hey, you have a great day. Have a great evening. Have a great week. Yes, now you have to. That is it for the Rumble. We'll get that uploaded to the server. And we still have 24 minutes left in the podcast. So let's play some music for you. I don't remember if I played this last night. I don't remember. Now one of these songs he did play. He did play last week. So let's play a little George Strait. And I told you the one song I didn't like was Miranda Lambert doing Ella Langley's Choosing Texas, which I love that song, so I'm going to try to play that one for you too. And it looks like it's still messing up, so I'm going to turn this up. Testing, testing. Is it still messing up? Okay, that's better now. Wow. One of these days I'll fix this. Fix that. So thank you for joining me again on the podcast. Here's some George Strait. When it decides to play.
He was sitting there beside me, throwing doubles down. When he ordered up his third one, he looked around. Then he looked at me and said, I do believe I'll have one more. He said, I hate this bar and I hate to drink, but on second thought, tonight I think I hate everything. Then he opened up his billfold and threw a 20 down, and the faded photograph fell out and hit the ground. And I picked it up. He said, thank you, bud. Put it in his hand. He said, I probably ought to throw this one away, 'cause she's the reason I feel this way. Why I hate everything. Why I hate my job and I hate my life. And if it weren't for my two kids, I'd hate my ex-wife. I know I should move on and try to start again, but I just can't get over her leaving me for him. Then he shook his head and looked down at his ring. Said, I hate everything. He said, that one-bedroom apartment where I get my mail, it's really not a home, it's more like a jail, with a swimming pool and a parking lot view. Man, it's just great. I hate summer, winter, fall, and spring. Red and yellow, purple, blue, and green. I hate everything. I hate my job and I hate my life. And if it weren't for my two kids, I'd hate my ex-wife. I know I should move on and try to start again, but I just can't get over her leaving me for him. And then he shook his head and looked down at his ring and said, I hate everything. pulled out my phone and I called my house. I said, babe, I'm coming home. We're gonna work this out. I paid for his drinks and I told him thanks. Thanks for everything.
XB sucks!
Oh my god! No way!
Oh my god, RFD!
Good old stomping grounds, huh?
Yeah. Something like that.
You ever wish you didn't leave Texas?
Sometimes. Then I wouldn't have met you. Hey, after we finish up, some of the boys want to get a drink. What do you think?
Just one?
Just one.
Look what the cat drug in.
Hey, God bless you for putting up with this old sod.
Oh, Lord.
Here we go. We're going to grab a drink real quick. Y'all behave. I get a shiner and a jack for the lady.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Tennessee, actually.
I can tell.
Is this
right here? Let me
see. You got some kind of nerve bringing him around here again.
Oh, yeah?
Well, just so you know, Texas has a way of keeping what's hers.
Well, I guess he forgot.
It doesn't take a crystal ball.
Hey, you mind if I have some of that?
Go ahead. How are you doing?
Honestly? I think the guy that I'm in love with is in love with somebody else.
Well, sounds like he ain't the one for you then.
I'm starting to think that's true. Where are you taking that thing?
We're going back to Tennessee. We got room for one more.
She's from Texas, I can tell by the way he's two-stepping round the room. And judging by the smile that's written on his face, there's nothing I can do.
This is RFD.
friend, you know, she once was mine. So I guess I ought to warn you, 'cause you're showing all the signs. She's a devil, she's an angel, she's a woman, she's a child, she's a heartache when she leaves you, but she'll leave you with a smile. She held me, it was heaven, it was worth the losing pain. And when she's gone, she'll leave you wishing she'd just roll your way again. She's a devil, she's a woman, she's a child, she's a heartache when she leaves you, but she'll leave you with a smile. Yeah, she's a devil.
Summer. She's as hot as the Padre Island sun. Most of the time she's as warm and friendly like the hills that surround Austin. She's as bright as the Dallas sky. She always holds her head up high. She loves the company of her family. She has faith in God's greater plan. She trusts I'm a good man, and that's why I'll always believe. She's like Texas, and she likes me. Her eyes are green like the trees in Nacogdoches. Her teeth are white as cotton in the fall. And when she laughs, you'll always take notice, 'cause her heart's charm will shine right through it all. She's as bright as the Dallas sky. She always holds her head up high. She loves the company of her family. She has faith in God's greater plan. She trusts I'm a good man, and that's why I'll always believe. She's like Texas, and she likes me. The weather out in Lubbock, but if you show her love, man, she'll return it. She's as bright as the Dallas sky. She always holds her head up high. She loves the company of her family. She has faith in God's greater plan. She trusts I'm a good man, and that's why I'll always believe. She's like Texas, and she likes me. Oh, she's like Texas, and she likes me.
Up strong.